This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Life's all about making decisions. Now, that's obvious. We don't often sort of think about it. We just do it. Hundreds of choices we make each day. Now, some of these choices are spontaneous. They really don't matter all that much, like which coffee mug am I going to choose this morning? And there are other decisions in life that have greater significance, like who am I going to marry, for example. So how many decisions have you made today? What you wear, what you eat for breakfast? They are real. They make up the stuff of life. Now, I'm sure that sometimes there are important decisions that have to be made. And you think to yourself, have I made the right decision? Now, it can be scary. I may not be 100% sure I've made the correct decisions. And even sometimes we're at the crossroads making some of those decisions and we're really not sure. Do I leave my job? Do we move out of house now? Do we buy another place to live? And sometimes it's any wonder that many of us are chronic procrastinators, wishing there was someone who could tell us what to do. Well, yeah, there are people who are ready to tell us what to do, but that's the problem. Where one person tells us to do one thing, another person says something completely different, if not the opposite. So we're back to square one, I guess. What do I do? There's a poem written by Robert Shavloff that says, every day, no matter what you do, will be the result of decisions made by you. Like what time you get up in the morning or go to bed at night, whether you travel and turn to the left or turn to the right. Do I say yes? Do I say no? Whatever you decide is the way you'll go. After reading the letters that you get in the mail, creates another decision trail. Each daily decision made in joy or strife helps form the foundation of your life. Men, let's remember that our wives can help us. For example, a husband finds a great deal on a used car, so he goes to his wife and says, you know, talks to her and gets her opinion. So she meets the salesman selling the vehicle, looks at the car, and says to her husband, I don't know, there's something about this guy I don't trust. I don't think you should buy the car. And the husband says, what do you mean? It's a perfectly good car. And she says, I just don't feel right about this. Any man that's been married long enough knows how this story ends. He goes against his wife's intuition, buys the car, and there's trouble. Now, I know that could be a strange illustration, but in many cases, this sort of thing is true. People that we love and trust can actually help us in our decision-making if we'll let them. But I think the Bible is the best way to make decisions. After all, God has your best interest in mind. For example, Jeremiah 29:11, there's a wonderful verse from God, I will bless you with a future filled with hope, a future of success, not of suffering. Now, I'm not talking of financial success, but a life that has the presence of God. We all want to have hope. So have you entrusted God with your life this morning? Have you ever read the verse in Proverbs 3:5-6? With all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment. Always let him lead you, and he will clear the road for you to follow. That's another great verse in Proverbs 3. Trusting the Lord with all your heart is like a child who's walking with his or her father and they have their arms around each other. The child's not going to go in the wrong direction or the wrong way. He's not going to fail there. He's secure. He's safe. The ground is stable. God is with him. So what does God's word mean? Don't lean on your own judgment or your own understanding. I think you need to see here that we've got to learn to be patient. God knows what he's doing. He knows what's best. God alone can see the end result. I mean, you can't. And the heartaches and difficulties of today and the things that make you say why. Of course, decisions, and that's what I'm talking about this morning, still have to be made. Why don't you speak to people that you respect and admire, people whose opinion you value? Someone said, good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. Now, of course, that's saying be careful who you trust. Be careful about whose advice you get. The scripture says, without good advice, everything goes wrong. It takes careful planning for things to go right. That's in Proverbs 15:22. Ask God to lead you in all those decisions. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're not left alone to stumble around with our decision making. You've promised to be with us. We thank you for that truth. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.